Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Schiller. How are you, Mark?
Terrific. Thanks for having me.
And Mark is the president and CEO of the Hain Celestial Group. I actually, at my wife's 35th birthday party in Anguilla, the founder, Irwin Simon, joined us at our table, and he was telling me about it. This is in the early 1990s, but now it's become a pretty powerful organization. Talk about what the organization is.
The company was founded about 25 years ago when Irwin had the foresight to see health and wellness was going to be a trend versus a fad, and he accumulated 55 brands over 25 years, both globally and domestically. And I was brought in about 3 years ago to really turn that company from more of a holding company into an operating company. Had a lot of complexity. We had a lot of brands. And my job was to simplify it and turn it back into a growth company after a couple of years of struggle.
And you immediately, you shed like $800 million in revenue, but only $30 million in EBITDA. Talk about the strategy of how you did this transformation.
We were drowning a little bit in complexity because we had so many brands and they weren't as synergistic as you might like. So we actually sold 23 brands that had almost $1 billion in sales. And as you said, less than 30 million of EBITDA. We generated about $500 million in proceeds from that, which we used to pay down debt and clean up the balance sheet. And we ended up with a much simpler organization, much more focused in terms of the categories we're in and where we felt the biggest growth opportunities were. And we've been rebuilding the company from that point forward.
And so we're really in this interview going to talk about leadership and management philosophies, because you have some tremendous ones that all of the CEOs listening and watching will gain a lot from. But just talk through first, what are some of the brands you have right now?
Our biggest brand is Sensible Portions Veggie Straws, which has grown about 60% over the last 2 years. We have Celestial Seasonings Tea, Earth's Best Baby Food. Internationally, we have some big brands like Linda McCartney, which the Paul McCartney family is the founder of, and we're lucky to distribute that. We have a brand called Hartley's, which is another big brand. We're a very large producer of non-dairy beverages in continental Europe. We have a great licensing agreement with Sesame Street. So a lot of names that you would know, but all focus on health and wellness.
Just take one quick aside. Paul McCartney, I understand you were able to meet him, that he actually had a real interest once you became CEO.
First of all, I'm a big music guy. I've been to thousands of concerts, and it's a big passion of mine. So when he actually called, his agent called and said he'd like me to fly to Europe and meet with him in his office in the UK, it was an amazing thrill. And he is the kindest, most genuine person you would ever meet. You'd think somebody of that star power would be unapproachable. We spent almost 2 hours in his office just talking about our families and asking each other questions about our personal lives. He's a true gentleman and very passionate about health and wellness. His first wife was a vegan, and they founded the Linda McCartney brand based on their family's passion for healthy eating. So it was a real honor and privilege.
It was the first vegan cookbook, by the way, years ago. So let's talk about the whole transformation. How did you do that? What is your management philosophy that led to the whole transformation of selling off brands, changing the whole balance sheet, removing debt? Talk through so other CEOs might gain some insights.
So the first thing that was evident was we were drowning in complexity. Because we were a holding company, every brand had its own supply chain, its own ad agencies, and we really need to figure out where is the money being made, where's the growth opportunities, and kind of consolidate around where we thought the most potential was. So a lot of this was, first and foremost, how do you simplify this company so that you can turn it into an operating company? And so we consolidated multiple sales forces, we consolidated agencies, we put all of the brands into mixing centers so customers could order them on one invoice and one truck. And then once we did that, the second step was really building capabilities to be a great operating company. innovation, sales forecasting, things that basic CPGs had but that we didn't. And then the third part was really about maniacal control of costs, because we had been spending very aggressively in pursuit of growth, and we really had to get back to financial discipline. And then the last was really setting up the future to become a growth company again. So what are the building blocks that you need in place to be able to do that? That was really the four-part strategy. We said it would take 3 years for us to kind of get there. It actually was done in two, which we were very proud of. And we just most recently in September laid out our next strategy, which we're calling Hayden 3.0, which is about pivoting back toward being a high-growth company again.
Your background is really in marketing, and you were then shifted over to manufacturing. How do those disciplines tie in to what your belief is in what is a high-growth company?
The amount of calories that people are consuming, the population, neither are growing, right? So it's a fixed pie. But fortunately, health and wellness is growing. Consumers are much more worried about their health. They're gravitating toward healthier lifestyles. They're worried about the environment. And certainly COVID has accelerated that journey as people are worried about pre-existing conditions. So the good news is we are in the right part of the food business. And so really it was figuring out which brands and categories have the most potential. And your point around moving from marketing to manufacturing, I was very fortunate early in my career to have somebody above me who believed in my ability to be a general manager and started moving me through a series of cross-functional assignments to make sure that I was very well-rounded. And that has served me incredibly well in terms of looking at problems holistically and not just coming up with a marketing solution, but really coming up with a holistic solution that's going to be the best for the company overall. So our aim, we said by 2025, we expect that we will be a high single-digit growth company perpetually in a no-growth industry, which would be very unique and distinguishing versus our peer set.
And health and wellness, though, certainly is the place. And you have a lot of innovation there. It's almost, I've heard, like a Shark Tank mentality.
One of my philosophies is get really talented people and then get the best ideas out of them. And the way that I do that is I say, I've got a pot of money. Bring me your best ideas and we'll invest in the best ones. So we literally almost have a Shark Tank-like culture. If you want marketing dollars, if you want to launch a piece of innovation, you've got to come and make your case relative to all the other people who want money, because there's only a finite amount to give out. And that served us well because it pushes people to think bigger, to think more boldly, to really push out on things that can be more transformational versus small incremental ideas. And that has served us incredibly well so far on this journey.
You've about 1 minute till commercial break. What is one example of one of those innovations that emerged?
Well, for example, in our tea business, which is Celestial Seasonings, which is one of our big businesses, they came forward and said, you know, there's a lot of people drinking beverages who don't drink tea. So, for example, a lot of people are looking for energy. They drink coffee for the caffeine. They take 5-hour energy. Why don't we create a tea with as much caffeine as a cup of coffee? And if we can do that, there's people who don't like coffee because of the taste, because it upsets their stomach. We can get this whole huge group of people to come in and try tea for the first time and then trade them across all the many products that we have. We launched Energy Tea. I drink it every day. I had one this morning before the interview. And it's a game changer for the category, because nobody was drinking tea for caffeine. Well, now there's opportunities for people to do that.
What is the future of Hayden Celestial Group?
We are, I think today, the largest pure play health and wellness food company. Our intent is to get a lot bigger. Through acquisition, through organic growth, we believe we have the right people, the right brands, the right culture to really become a health and wellness juggernaut. That's our intent. And as we do that, I also want to make ESG a big part of our journey and be leaders in terms of really changing our impact on the planet. We have several entities within our company that are B Corp certified. We're working on how do you get to a zero carbon footprint. This is a chance for us to really make a difference, not in terms of just how people eat, but also how people think about business and what success looks like going forward. So I'm excited to lead it, and I look forward to the journey.
We're about to come back, take a commercial break. When we do, we're going to be speaking with Mark Schiller, and we're going to find out something about a Central Park theory. Imagine that, but that could help all of you in growing your business. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Griese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Schiller, who is the president and CEO of the Hain Celestial Group. We've talked about transforming the company through simplicity, and now you have this unique philosophy, sort of a management leadership philosophy, about going to Central Park and observing. Explain that.
I'm a study of human behavior, and I think as a marketer by background, I'm always trying to understand how the consumer is thinking, where they're going. So I spend a lot of time on social media. My family gets frustrated. I'm on TikTok and Instagram and all these things. But one of the things I used to do with my kids often, and I still do, is we would go to Central Park, sit on a bench for hours, watch people go by and say, what kind of patterns are we seeing here? What are they wearing? What are they eating? How are they behaving? And then we started to guess what we thought their occupation was, or what exactly their backstory was. And it became just a very fun kind of family exercise, but one that really starts you thinking about what's going on in people's minds, what's going on in their background, and how do I create products and services that might cater to where those people are interested.
It's a great management philosophy, great dad philosophy. But speaking of dads, I'm thinking you also learned something from your dad. He did something sort of historic. He was involved with Fred Smith's original FedEx plan. Talk about that and what you learned in terms of management and leadership philosophy.
My father, who unfortunately passed away earlier this fall, was a tremendous man. He was a management consultant. He was in college, I think, at age 13. He skipped many grades. Brilliant man. And I learned a lot of my business lessons and philosophies from him. But one of the things that is a tremendously interesting story is he built the original business plan for FedEx with Fred Smith. So Fred had this idea. He needed some help kind of formalizing the idea of how do I get packages to people overnight. And his original vision was, I would fly them all in and people would come to the airport and pick them up. And my dad said, that's not going to work. You have to deliver it to their door and you have to do it in 24 hours, which at that time, that was before Amazon and all the things that we're used to today where you can get packages overnight. That was a game changer idea. So they created the whole hub and spoke model and how many planes they would need and how they would work it. And it turned out to be unbelievably successful. And what's interesting is he and my mom had started a business late in life, a little gift shop. And there was somebody opening up a FedEx office down the road from his that competed with his FedEx office in his store. He called up Fred Smith 40 years after they had worked together and said, you got to shut down this office. And his admin called back and said, I don't know who the heck you are, but Fred says we got to shut this store down. We're shutting it down. So he was a very influential man as far as Fred Smith is concerned.
Incredible. And let's stay with family. Your son was born with special needs, and I know that you've learned tremendous amounts of insights, perspective, patience from this. Talk about that.
I have five amazing children. My oldest son was born with Down syndrome, which, you know, back in the 80s, not as much was known about, but Down syndrome, those children weren't mainstreamed. And so we've just learned a lot having a child with special needs. He's taught me empathy and patience and just really gotten me in touch with my kind of sensitive side and emotional side. And I think those kinds of lessons carry over into my business life as I try to really be very thoughtful and empathetic to what's going on with the people around me. If somebody comes in and they're having a bad day, I immediately start to wonder what's going on behind the scenes. What can I do to help? And he's been an amazing influence in my life, and he's now 32, and I'm incredibly proud of him, and he has really been a very defining force in my life and my family's life.
Let's talk about, you have really obviously a very nurturing style, and as you try to nurture your leadership team, how do you really nurture that leadership team for the future? And talk through any specific practices, because it's obvious, everyone listening in, that Mark, you have an original way of thinking.
Look, you have to have a vision on where you're going, and you have to enroll people in that vision first and foremost. So I have a very high communication style. I have breakfasts with employees at all levels of the company all the time just to make sure I understand what's on their mind and can communicate our vision. During the pandemic, we have town hall every 2 weeks. People are allowed to ask me anything, no matter how crazy, and I'll answer it. As long as it's not material, non-public information, I will answer it. And we do a lot of surveys of our employees because I think the more people feel like they're part of the process and they have a say in what we're doing, the more enrolled they're going to be. And so I try very hard to make sure that people feel included and involved. And we've also done things like we set up something called Hain Helping Hain, which is money that we give to employees who are facing severe hardships. So during COVID, we've had employees die. We've paid for funeral expenses. Most recently in Colorado, we had people's houses burned to the ground. We've gotten them back on their feet and made donations and clothing drives. And I think if people see that human side of you as a leader, they're much more likely to be loyal, to be engaged, to feel like they've got a stake in the outcome of the company, both in terms of its performance and its culture. And that's served me very well throughout my career.
Let's continue to talk about hiring great people for your leader at a leadership level, because that's one of the core things every CEO tells me. It's all about culture, and you have to have the right leadership team. When you're thinking of senior leadership, what exactly are you looking for?
A lot of leaders try and hire people who are like themselves, who have the same backgrounds, who have the same cultural philosophies. I do the exact opposite. I try and hire people that are different from me, people that are going to think differently, that are going to stretch my thinking, and that are going to get us to the best holistic answers. And so I honestly try and hire the best athlete. Yes, they have to have certain expertise, but cream always rises to the top. People that are successful will find a way to be successful in almost any situation you put them in. And so I try and find people that are scrappy, that are entrepreneurial, that are creative, collaborative, and they'll figure out, you put them in a tough situation, they'll figure it out. And if they don't have the answers themselves, they'll go surround themselves with people that have the answer. And that kind of philosophy, if you get high caliber people in a room together, you'll get the right answers. And if you're missing something from an expertise standpoint, you can always go find it. You can hire it on the outside, you can hire it lower in the organization, but I want people that are going to really stretch our thinking and our paradigms.
Is there any question when you're interviewing someone that's a telltale red flag? If they answer a certain way, you're saying, they're not going to be part of my leadership team.
I usually ask questions about their biggest failures, because we've all had them, and quite frankly, you learn more from your failures than you do your successes. And everybody comes into an interview prepared to talk to you about all the great things that they've done. I want to hear what they didn't do well. What did they learn from it? What have they done differently as a result of that experience? And those are the people, the ones that can answer that candidly versus trying to spin it, and really tell me, you know, why it happened and what they learned from it. Those are the kinds of people that I want on my team because they're lifelong learners, they're resilient, and they're gonna not repeat the same mistakes that they've made previously. So that to me is a very big and important question I ask.
Well, a pleasure having you on the CEO show, Mark.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Rich Hume. How are you, Rich?
I'm great, Robert. I hope you're doing well also.
Absolutely. And Rich is the CEO of TD Synnex. Now, in fairness, not everyone has heard the name, but that's because it was part of a combination of two major organizations. It's $57 billion, 22,000 people, and it holds a unique space in the tech world when you talk about what you do. Describe your business model.
Sure. So first of all, we are in IT technology and had been for the better part of 4+ decades. And we sit between the vendors, so vendors being Cisco, IBM, Dell, HP, and on down the list, and a very large and massive business partner ecosystem who brings products to and solutions to end customers, meeting those end customers' IT needs. If you're a large vendor, you deploy your sales coverage from your top customer through customer N. And then you turn to the business partner ecosystem to provide all of your capabilities to tens of thousands of customers that aren't contained within your normal sales coverage model. So we are a vital link between the vendors and that business partner ecosystem. And we assist the vendors in managing this very large ecosystem to make sure all of the goods and services that they're bringing to market can be delivered through a very highly efficient business partner channel.
So being at the center, really, supply chain is core to all CEOs I speak with every single day. What insights do you have about that?
Well, it's a great question. As we are in the middle of the pandemic, there's a couple of things that we know for certain, and that is, you know, driven a lot by the era of digital transformation, core technologies like chips that go into computers and cars and TVs, et cetera, are very constrained. So at the core, the base technologies are constrained. And then the pandemic unto itself had created other issues within the supply chain. Obviously, labor starts and stops in a lot of the manufacturing process. Labor starts and stops as it relates to, you know, the logistics part of the supply chain. What I would tell you at the top level is there have been many IT products constrained across the entire portfolio, and the industry forecasts would be that constraint will begin to lessen, if you will, as the year goes on. And hopefully by the time we get to the back end of this year, we'll be in more of a manageable situation, meaning that most of the customers will be able to get most of what they're trying to acquire or procure.
Okay, before we talk about combination of companies, that leads me to think about today, everyone is expecting a 24-hour economy where you're full-time delivering. And when you talk about your role in distribution and IT, that is truly significant. How do you manage that with the challenges that we're having?
You manage it through a really tight and automated communication network with customers and then with vendors as well. And, of course, what you learn is setting expectations that are achievable are the gold standard. So customers may not like when you tell them they're going to get their goods and services, but as long as you can give them a date and be reasonably reliable around delivering against that commitment is what's important to them. So what we try to do is to be very clear with regard to the lead times on different technologies with customers such that they can now do adequate planning moving forward. When we first got into COVID, everybody wanted everything now. But now customers are very cognizant of the lead times and they're beginning to plan around it, which is helping for the entire issue to be a bit more manageable.
And how do you unify? You really have two companies together, which we'll talk more about. How do you unify that so everything in the communication is seamless to the customers and delivery is seamless?
Well, the way you unify it is to very quickly execute your integration plan. And obviously, that's a journey. It'll take 2 years top to bottom. But in the executory period, meaning the time by which the the merger was announced until it officially closed. That would have been March through September 1st. You use all of that time to do some planning within you know, legal limits, such that when the day comes to close, you hit the ground running and you're able to service your partners, if you will, in a real productive way.
And what are really, could you describe first difference between a merger and an acquisition and your advice on that? And then I want to go into the challenges that you learned and lessons in bringing these organizations together.
That's an excellent question, Robert. I've had the opportunity to participate in the past with acquisitions, and now this is the first time that I would actually, you know, state that I've been involved with a merger. You know, an acquisition, many times there is a buyer and then a seller, and not 100% true, but as a generalization, most of the processes and practices of the acquirer, including the cultural standards, get adopted. In the instance of a merger where you're really trying to have a merger of equals, you really are going to the third and fourth and fifth level of detail to understand how each company operated, to choose the best practice, and to fundamentally work hard on making sure that the culture that we create from the combined company is one that resonates with both sides. So what I would tell you, based on my experience, is that you need to be much more patient in a merger, and you need to actively listen, and you need to be objective. So the day that we actually closed, I had the privilege of being the CEO, and I committed myself to all 22,000 people that the new folks for me within the organization had the same tenure as the folks that I had traditionally been around for the last 6 years. And you really need to go that extra mile to make sure that the entire organization knows that it's us, not them or we.
I like that. And I'm guessing it was different how your job structured and your priorities, what's manifested itself than when you originally went into it.
Absolutely. You know, for me, again, you know, life is about learning experiences, and not having had done a merger before, you know, I had to adjust my expectations, the approaches that, you know, I had taken with acquisitions in the past, in order to make sure that everyone felt a balanced way of being vested in the new company.
Really interesting. You know, you have this great, really codified leadership philosophy. I'm wondering, was there ever a conversation earlier in your life that you had with someone, could have been your mother, father, a mentor in business, that helped you shape what your leadership philosophy is?
There is no doubt from my point of view that your leadership philosophy is shaped by your surroundings, not only by your personal environment, but also your professional environment. And I had the privilege of working for IBM, a great company, for 30 years, and that company was the gold standard through many of those years as it related to developing managers, leaders, and just stand-up people. So I would say that my personal environment, as well as my professional environment through, you know, the decades, have really sort of shaped that. Now, there's a really important point. When we all get involved with assessments or evaluations where we get feedback from others, sometimes we're surprised by that feedback. You know, many times we know what we're going to hear, but then there are those outliers. And what I would tell you is that from my point of view, although it's shaped and over all of that time, and, you know, it evolves, that leadership can be learned. And you can adjust. And every one of us, as far as I'm concerned, you know, not only has to adjust, but also, you know, we owe it to our organizations to listen to what they're telling us and actually take that feedback objectively and do make the changes. So leadership can absolutely be learned.
Okay, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Rich, we're going to talk about his management style, and specifically there are 10 management principles that drive everything. And we'll see how these work their way through when you have a merger. Not an acquisition, a merger. Back in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're with Rich Hume, who is the CEO of TD SYNNEX, which is one of the largest mergers, I believe, in IT history in terms of distribution. And we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. He has a specific model he shared, but now we're going to go into more depth into your management philosophy. And you have the 10 principles. I mean, one of them I thought is so cool. You decide. Talk about what these management principles are and where they came from, but what they really mean, because CEOs want to use new ideas.
Yeah, so I've been in the industry now for nearly 40 years, and maybe at around year 20 or so, I started to jot down what I thought were really important principles for me personally. So, these work for me. I'm sure that others have their own style of leadership and principles that are really important to them. But the one that you are referencing, You Decide, is the way I think about it is we have many experts within our business, and they bring proposals into the CEO in this instance, and they review the proposal, and there might be an option A or an option B. And my philosophy has been, if you're the SME who has done all of the work, I'll provide you with a couple of insights from my point of view, but in the end, you decide whether we're pursuing A or B. And I would tell you that it does a couple of things. Number one is it really enriches the individual that is giving that opportunity to decide. They feel very, very empowered. But more importantly, on the back end, when things may not go well, if they decide it, I personally believe that they are significantly more invested than if I decided. So, I think that there is many, many great benefits to the you decide sort of approach in working with your team.
You have some great leadership principles, and I know like Tech Data, for example, it was one of the most admired companies, 11 years running. So now you're taking that culture, you're using all of these principles. What really is at the core of your advice to other CEOs about building a great culture, especially when we have deep challenges for talent wars right now?
We all know this because we all read many leadership books, and at the end of the day, this is not rocket science. It gets back to basic human behavior. And for me, my litmus test as I engage with people is I always think about the golden rule. Treat others the way you would like to be treated in that situation. And when I reflect on that, all of the things around empathy, around respect, around integrity, all come to the surface. And, I think that the foundation of culture, as we all know, because we've read the books, is trust. And building trusting relationships quickly and rapidly in the instance of a merger of an acquisition is really hard work. Sometimes it takes, multiple years for it to ultimately be where it has to get to. But, you know, making sure that a CEO is clear with his team that building trusting relationships is foundational for the leadership team to advance the organization is of paramount importance as far as I'm concerned. And just one other note on this, it's much more difficult to build these trusting relationships in the COVID period because there's a personal aspect to building a trusting relationship. And, you know, we have found even with this merger that we put it together over Zoom, but when we were able to ultimately get the executive leadership team together, it advanced our relationships exponentially just in 2 days versus the Zoom version of trying to do that.
Okay, on that inspiring note, I have one really final question, which is about the future of IT. And really share, you know, you're in a sense at the center of everything. Talk about the future role of IT, how you see that playing into the future of business in a post-pandemic world, which hopefully we will soon arrive at.
Well, you know, without spending a lot of time on history, we know that technology, IT in particular, has outpaced GDP for as long as those records have been kept. And technology obviously plays a huge role in changing the world. You know, what I'd like to point to, just so we all connect here, is that we're obviously been speaking for 5 or more years now about the era of digital transformation. And that is, you know, the use of all of these new technologies, the cloud, analytics and IoT, you know, new services, et cetera. We probably only are at the tip of the iceberg relative to the benefits that can be garnered from this whole digital era. And so that will continue for some time. And it's true that, you know, some of the newer technologies have much better growth rates than what I would call the legacy technologies. All are important, but, you know, businesses want to engage on, you know, the new or the cutting edge in order to drive productivity and in order to drive, you know, customer experience. I think, Robert, digital transformation was one of those unique eras in history. It will go down in a very unique era in history of a capability that drove massive productivity but at the same time, exponentially improve customer experience, which, you know, a lot of times there are cost programs, and other times there might be customer experience programs, but digital transformation allowed these two to converge and explode.
That is a thought for all of us. Think about this. So I want to thank you so much, Rich, for being a great guest on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Robert. I always learn from, you know, all of the fellow CEOs, and if there's, you know, anything that they might take from this, just a thread of a thought onto how they might be able to improve their business or their process, then it'd be a win for all of us.
And I think a big lesson for everyone is that leadership can be learned. And here's an activity all of you should do. Now, Rich did this 20 years ago. Now he's running a $57 billion company, but 20 years ago started writing down all of the leadership philosophies and pulling them together. That's something I strongly suggest all of us get a book, write down each leadership philosophy, see how things evolve. A real pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you, Robert. It's been great to speak with you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.